Take me through the Lord, take me through, take me through the Lord, take me through. I wanna go through the Lord, I wanna go through. I can't go by myself. Oh, take me through. Oh, take me through. Oh, take me through. Dear Lord, I want to go through. Oh, I can't go by myself. Take me through, oh, take me through, dear Lord, take me through. Hallelujah. We give God praise on this glorious day that the Lord has made. We come giving God praise and to lift up his name. In Jesus' name, I'd like to thank God for this opportunity to be on Blog Prayer Line at 5:30. I thank my chief apostle, Dr. Merv Osborne of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. I thank God for my leader on this day because she is a blessing to the people of God, and don't mind helping you when you need help, when you need counseling, when you need direction to go the right way. I thank God for her, and I thank God for everyone that is on the line right now, and also give blessings to our number two church down in Florida, Pastor and Co-Pastor White. Oh, God, we give him glory on this day. And with a few words today coming from God, eternal God, anoint these lips of clay. Put me behind the cross, that, Lord, that you get the glory. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer is your name written in the Lamb's book of life. Where do I go from here? Where do you go from here? Where? How do I make heaven and not hell my eternal home? The word of God is clear. And as Moses lifted, I will be reading, as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You have a choice today to know Christ today. The word of God says in Romans, the 16th chapter, the 10th chapter, the 9th to the 10th verse, it says that if thou shalt confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in their heart that God had raised him or her from the dead, then shall you be saved on this day. For the with the heart man believeth, hallelujah, unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Very, very, I say unto you on this day, that he that hears my word and believe in him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You can read it in John, the 5th chapter, the 24th verse. To have your name in the Lamb Book of Life. First of all, you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Secondly, you need to cut yourself off from those things that could pull you back into the sinful lifestyle, which you had already have been forgiven. Jesus took the punishment for your sin and my sin, but that doesn't mean you can keep on sinning. Once you had accepted Christ as your personal Savior, not because of your mother, not because of your sister, not because of the brother, not because of your other relatives, but once you are born again, sin has no more power over you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you can walk free from sin. If you are going through something in your life today, if you confess that sin hardened not your heart, cut yourself off with people that doesn't mean you any good, don't mean you a nickel or dime. You have to keep going. Don't give up the fight. Keep walking with God. Anytime you find yourself between a rock and a hard place, or you may be having a bad day or discouragement, encourage yourself today. Lift your head up high and have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about it. God is able today to keep you from falling. We have come this far by faith, and you can make it today. You can make it through whatever comes your way. You can make it. You can trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It takes a lot of strength and courage to put the past behind you. Stand up and cry out and say that I will not be defeated. I will not be defined, that I'm going to move forward for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, God is not asking people to pluck their eyes out of their head, but he would rather you go to heaven than to go to hell for eternity. It would be better to be blind and go to heaven than to be having sight and go to hell. But you don't have to cut off the parts of your body. Rather, you need to get rid of anything that is causing you to sin at this moment, at this weekend that we are having. We know that Father's Day is coming up. I'd like to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day, to know that stay with God and do what God wants you to do. The Holy Spirit has come to empower you and I to overcome the problems and situation in our lives. The Holy Spirit will change your heart so completely that your eyes won't want to look at unrighteous things, and your thoughts process will be totally transformed. You will no longer want to be involved in sin. God give us grace to take care of our spiritual things on a spiritual level. His plan is better for you today. You don't have to live in guilt today. You don't have to live in condemnation today and judgment. But we do have to deal with sin. We need to put our flesh under and renew our mind, our focus on the Word of God. The Bible said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You can find this in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 23rd to the 24th verse. The Bible also says that the church is cleansed with the washing of the water by the word. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down emanation and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into cavity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You need to take every thought captive. Don't even entertain evil thoughts
is in your mind. Be ready to attack those thoughts and take them captive in the name of Jesus Christ. There are so much trash that is going on TV. So much is going on even on the internet and Facebook. But let me tell you, as you linger and focus on TV and not reading the Word of God, you need to apply the Word to your life every day that God spare you to live. It's not our will, but it's your will to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. If you have difficulty in seeing sex pictures, love, perverted, you need to do whatever it takes to deal with the problem. Don't let it suck you right down to hell. Don't play around with the kind of things that make you do the wrong thing. God is saying, if you fool around with unsaved folks, that you will be messed up. You are dealing with the choice of life today. If you need to get help today, if you need to swallow up your pride and get help and let the power of the Holy Spirit set you free from that bondage, I urge you to do whatever it takes to be free. God is calling you to don't give up, to know that it's your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. Anytime you find yourself hurting, paining, being tested and tried, ask God to help you. And know that Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. To him our own. Sin had left a crimson stain. He had washed you and you on this line and me whiter than snow. Always remember that your present situation is not your final destination. The greatest, the best is yet to come. Pray not only because you need something, but because you have a lot to thank God for. This is your season today to release whatever has been holding you back, your progress and trying to stop the oil that has been invested in you, let it go. Almighty have much more interest in you. It's time today to let it go. And know that God is with you even until the end.
God is saying to you today, God is saying to you today that is on this line, it's time for you to rest in the Lord. I am already at work in your life. You're ready to turn around every bad situation in your life. He's getting ready to bless you, your family, and will heal what needs to be done to heal and deliver you. But when the praises go up, the blessings, yeah, come down. I don't know about you and you today, but when you pray, God listens. And when you listen, God talks. And when you believe, God will work. Whatever you ask in prayer and believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Don't block your blessing by seeking revenge on people that wrong you. Let it go and trust God to fight all your battles. He will fight your battles. He will take care of you. He said, be not dismayed that God will. Yeah, he will take care of you. All your name on the roll today. It's time to make a change. Not all about you. It's time to be transformed in the renewal of your mind. It's time now to give God the glory, to know that everything belongs to our Lord. He knows our ups. He knows our downs. He knows how much we can bear. I don't know about you, but there is, a bright side somewhere. Don't you rest until you find him. There is a bright side somewhere. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust him until I die. It's time now to get right with Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that are heavily laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. This is the day to know that God loves you. God wants to give you peace. God wants to give you joy today. God wants to be pleased each day that you live with him. Keep your mind and focus on the prize. And know that if you lift him up, that you and you can draw Oh, man, woman, boy, and girl, thank you, Him. Thank you, Lord, for the message, Lord. Now, with you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for everyone that is on the line to listen. Oh, your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Peace unto you until I see you again. Peace.
Yes. Yeah.